when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. That was a dynamite first hour we had. I'd like to thank Sister Nancy and Sister Monica Schaefer again for coming on. Now we're transitioning into the second hour, and we have a fella I've known, if we live until June of this year, I believe it's 60 years. We've been, I don't say friends anymore, we're brothers. He would die for me, I would die for him. You just don't have people like that. The guy is a medical expert. He's highly educated, much more so than me, one of the smartest people I know. Although he is a scientist, a medical profession scientist, just like my friend that works for MIT, Lee Cochran's brother, who is a scientist at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. CW is in his same category. That's the kind of people that I get to hang out with sometimes. He's going to be on, kind of directing the show. We have another friend of mine, Mr. Don Wassell. Most of you people listening to this show probably know of him. He is he owns the Freedom Times newspaper. He's also the chief publisher there, you know, the author. He also has a podcast that he's recently, I think he said he's been on 3 weeks. But when Don publishes the Freedom Times newspaper, we'll get him to tell you how to get a copy of it. He usually writes, I think, the intelligence report, and a great report it is. So anyway, I guess since CW is going to kind of guide, we'll bring him on, and then we'll get Don to tell you how you can get the Freedom Times newspaper and how you can listen to his podcast. We'll go to him after we introduce CW. How are you doing tonight, CW?
Man, I'm fantastic. How are you, Ed?
Well, I'm doing really great hearing from you, my dear brother. You're one of the few people left in the world that's for true blue. And I love you to death, and I know you know that. And I know you have the same feeling toward me. But I'm so glad you're coming tonight to put some intelligence. We know we have all different kinds of people on this show. And I'll have to say you're one of the smartest ones I know. Anyway, we have Don. So we have Don Wassell. Don, go ahead and introduce yourself briefly.
Oh, okay. Well, Ed, CW. I've been around for a long time. I started what's now called the Freedom Times newspaper back in 1985. It started actually as a newsletter for the Populist Party, which was organized across the United States in the mid-1980s and prospered for a while, but eventually had problems and became defunct in the mid-1990s. But so I was first the executive director and then the national chairman of the Populist Party. We ran presidential campaigns. We had balloted candidates all over the country. I mean, it was the fourth largest political party in the country after the Democrats, Republicans, and the Libertarians. So that was my thing. That's what I liked, was third-party politics. But unfortunately, that didn't continue, and it's even less of a viability today. But I did continue the publication, which was then called the Populist Observer. In the mid-90s, I changed it to the Nationalist Times. And then again, a couple of years ago, I changed it to the Freedom Times, just because I think freedom, now we're down to the nitty-gritty. We're fighting an enemy that's the barbarian is within the gates, has taken over, and we can't be picky. I mean, we're trying to survive now. We're fighting for our freedom against a totalitarian enemy. So that's what I've been doing since 1985. I've got a couple other websites, or two websites. One's called castfootball.us. That's been around since 2004. It talks about sports and race from a pro-white perspective. There's all kinds of institutionalized discrimination in sports that most Americans are not aware of. When they think of affirmative action, they think of non-sports, that it happens in the civilian sector and various jobs, but it also happens in sports. It's been going on for a long time. So we document it and try and bring awareness to that. And then I have a site called AmericanFreedomNews.us, which is updated every day with lots of different articles from that I go through, comb through the internet and find things that I think are interesting and pertinent and update that. And that's, again, AmericanFreedomNews.us. And anyone that wants to subscribe to the Freedom Times newspaper, since I guess we're all online here, can go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and subscribe there. It's only, if you're a new subscriber, it's just $29, which is a bargain. And so, and the other thing is, yes, we did start a radio show 3 weeks ago. I have a co-host, or actually the host is Patricia Aiken. I'm more of the sidekick. That's on Republican Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. That's Sunday afternoons at 4 Central. And tomorrow is our fourth show, and I'm looking forward to that, just as I'm looking forward to talking to you all here.
Looking forward to having you on. And anyway, briefly before we go to CW, were you ever associated with the Spotlight, the old Spotlight newspaper, or did I miss that?
Are you asking me?
Oh, I said CW. CW, were you ever, Don, were you ever associated with the Spotlight newspaper?
Well, the Populist Party sort of was initially sponsored and promoted heavily by the Spotlight, and unfortunately, at one time I had a close relationship with them, but eventually I had a falling out with Willis Cardo, who was, the, for all intents and purposes, the owner of the Spotlight, and so that's one of the reasons the Populist Party didn't make it through the mid-1990s. It actually got pretty nasty, but that's all ancient history. I don't want to go into any more detail.
Well, I was just curious. I didn't know. Well, anyway, with that aside,
we have a good, you know, what's now called American Free Press, the successor, and I have a real good relationship with them. So, yeah, the answer is yes. The Spotlight is one of the reasons I got involved in the first place.
I got you. I have friends that read the American Free Press. In fact, I had a fellow. We have a mutual friend, Jacob Tyler, used to write for them. Well, listen, CW, the rest of the hour, fella, you're going to be taking off and leading. I think you said, if my old head remembers, you're going to give us the latest update on the COVID the COVID scam. So go ahead, CW. Tell the audience where you're going to start off and take off. I'm just going to bring you guys in and out of the breaks. I'm bowing out now.
Well, thanks for that, Ed. Don, it's nice to speak with you along with Eddie. I had been on the program before and talked about some of the anomalies in the coronavirus story, and just wanted to follow up on that and give everybody a heads up at where we stood now. It's still an ongoing saga, and things continue to evolve. There's good news and there's bad news. I would say that the good news is that people are waking up to the truth, which was in very short supply early on and continues to be from our so-called authority figures. But the vaccination, the messenger RNA vaccines that came out by Pfizer and Moderna have been widely used not only in the United States but around the world. And there are databases that track the outcome of these vaccination attempts. And by the way, I'm going to call it a vaccination, even though technically it's not a vaccination. It's a genetic therapy, experimental genetic therapy, I guess you might say. But the bottom line is we were told early on that these vaccines were safe and effective. And I'm sure if anybody was paying any attention, they heard that hundreds of times coming out of every breathing soul in Washington, D.C., and the CDC, and you know, government officials and agencies. Well, it turns out that wasn't true. Let's talk about the safe part first. It was anything but safe. In fact, it was a killer. And it looks like at this point in time, we're dealing with about somewhere approaching 500,000 dead from the vaccine here in the United States. And these numbers are derived through several different techniques. All of them point to the same result. We have the databases, which were run by the CDC and the Department of Defense and other large entities. We have data from life insurance companies, and we have data from surveys that were taken of the general population in a scientific way. And basically, they point out to the fact that the vaccines were extremely deadly. The death toll continues to mount because we're seeing now that there's late effects, which are now showing up, you know, couple of years down the road, increase of cancer, still heart disease, neurological disorders, immune disorders, increased risk from infection, et cetera. So the good news is that people are now waking up and they see this, and so therefore nobody's volunteering for the vaccination anymore. We're down to like, I think, a 12% acceptance rate on the latest one. Okay, topic number two, lab origin. More good news, people are waking up to the fact that this virus was 100% created in a laboratory and structured through Wuhan by the United States in this biomedical section. So, you know, when they say that it did not come out of a lab, that it came from nature, well, that's just an out-and-out lie, because if it came from nature, you would have a species that the virus would test positive in that lied between the bat and humans. And there's no one ever been found. Not a single sample out of millions that had been taken from not only humans, but others, multiple other species have ever shown a positive test for the coronavirus. So, you know, just using that information alone, and there's a lot more that would point to the same thing. The virus came out of the lab and directly infected humans, no question about it, 100%. And it was designed. So that's that.
CW, we're going to our first break. Not be able to hear the music. We got to go into our first break. We will come back. You can continue on. We'll see if Don has any questions and or comments to add to that. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. I would thank, before we go to CW, I'd like to just thank all of our donors and supporters one more time, especially the ones that stood with us, have been still standing with us with the death we had in the family and with the sickness we have with my sister-in-law. Thank you so much for hanging tough and being with us. Anyway, that folks, we're going to go right back to CW, where we're going to let him take up where he was at before we went to the break. Go ahead, CW.
Yeah, we were running down a recap of some of the COVID information that we've learned over the past couple of years, commenting on a few of those items. The next one I'd like to touch would be the treatment for coronavirus, and early on, there was a number of physicians that came out with treatment protocols that were really in use in other places around the world. Some of them showing great promise, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D therapy, other multivitamins, et cetera. And all of those were banned. But the doctors in the United States really didn't have anything that they could offer the patients as an outpatient when they showed up in the office. So, and if they tried to write a prescription for some of these things, sometimes the pharmacist wouldn't fulfill it, or they would report them to the local medical board, and there'd be an investigation. So very, very heavy-handed tactics there. And as it turns out, these treatments were effective. They were used elsewhere around the world and saved a lot of lives. So I wanted to mention that. I wanted to touch quickly on the PCR tests, which were touted, you know, to diagnose whether you were infected with a virus. This was a scam as well. PCR is not a test to diagnose an active infection. What you're doing is you're picking up genetic signature from bits and pieces of genetic material, and you're multiplying it multiple times. In fact, the way it works is PCR stands for polymerase chain reaction, and you get a sample and you double that sample, and then the result of that, you double that, and the result of that, you double that. And so, you know, depending on how many times you double it, you're going to get a different answer. And as it turns out, you're not supposed to use more than 20, 25 or so cycle replications on this. Well, the PCR test that we were doing here in the United States was operating on 40 cycles. So when you get that many cycles, you're just going to get junk. You're going to get a lot of dead stuff laying around. It does not indicate you have an active infection. And interestingly enough, when the vaccines came out and they wanted to show that they were effective, guess what? The PCR cycle was reduced to 25. So that worked to the narrative there. So anyway, wanted to mention that. And they said the vaccines were effective. That also is not true. As it turns out, the more vaccinations you got, the more likely you were to get infected with coronavirus and the more likely you were to die from it. So more vaccinations, less effectiveness. Another little tidbit that's come out was the government was paying the hospitals, you know, for extra care for coronavirus patients, particularly if they died while they're in the hospital. And I've read several accounts on this, but it looks like if somebody went into the hospital, and by the way, anybody that went into the hospital had to have a PCR test. So what happened was if you broke your leg in a motorcycle wreck and they did a PCR test on you, it might be positive because of this PCR scam. So then you were admitted as a COVID patient. But if you did have COVID and you ended up in the ICU, which a lot of them did, on a ventilator, and then they gave them this drug called remdesivir, which turns out to be toxic to both livers and kidneys. Well, the death rate was 85% if you were on remdesivir and a ventilator. And if you were discharged to the morgue and you'd had that treatment, you got $250,000. The hospital did. So quite an incentive to have that outcome. Mass turned out to be a total failure. There's no benefit to it at all. I mean, it's just common sense. You know, you're asking the virus to go through a tiny little mesh. When why wouldn't it go through the big pathway right around the side of your nose? Or, you know, like a lot of people, they hang their mask under their chin. So that's not doing good. And then the whole social distancing thing, that was just a social control meme, basically. Now for the bad news. Despite all of this, the authorities still want you to get vaccinated. In fact, they've mandated it. They put a vaccine mandate out for school children and in a lot of public schools, and, you know, different states have different rules and regs, but as far as it stands right now, that's the federal guideline. And also, if you're going to send your child to college, most of the colleges in the United States require you to be vaccinated. Now, interestingly enough, they don't require their staff to be vaccinated or the people that work there, but the students have to be vaccinated. So that's the update on the vaccine mandates, kind of in flux right now, but that's the bad news. So that's all I had on that part of it, Ed.
Well, I'd like to comment quickly, then we'll go right back to Don. You know, as you know, I'm a veteran, and you're speaking about the mandates. I was at the VA just last Tuesday, and they all got their diapers on their face, their face diapers, except I'm pulling down like everybody else, like you mentioned. But they're getting ready to introduce another. One of the employees told me that they're going to reintroduce yet another booster, and they're meeting a lot of resistance even in the VA. And that's that comment. I also have this quick comment. You mentioned the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the scientist. That treatment, as you well said, rightfully so, it was highly effective. According to this other doctor I saw in Florida, he was kicked out of a hospital recently because he was giving a talk in the hospital, and he explained, he's a primary physician, he explained that he had treated many patients with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Patients that had no symptoms, it kept them from getting the disease. And he said also he had treated patients that were in full blown symptomatic, and it stabilized them, got them better, kept them out of a hospital. And he pointed this fact out: it's pennies on the dollar compared to the remdesivir and these other drugs you mentioned. And so I tie that together with what this doctor in Florida said. The pharmaceutical companies are the ones that have all the money, the billions of dollars, and they're the ones, he said, they're putting the extreme pressure on the hospitals around the United States to not use the cheap, very cheap, pennies on the dollar, effective hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So that's where I come to that. That's my little tidbit of news. Now, Don, would you like to comment on that, or would you like to go to a topic that you would like for the topic? Because we mentioned the money, we mentioned the war. So we've been doing all the talking, Don. What would you like to do now, brother?
Well, if I could bring up a couple points here. When we think about these historic events that change the course of history in this country and sometimes globally even, I think of, first of all, 9/11. And if you think back to that era right before 9/11 happened, there was a prominent neoconservative group called the Project for the American Century. And they came out with a document and basically said, for us to get our way, to completely take over U.S. foreign policy, what's needed in this country is a new Pearl Harbor event to bring everyone together. And, you know, magically, right after that, 9/11 happened. And of course, there had been drills before 9/11, and when 9/11 actually happened, the military and the Air Force stood down. So I think most people that can think realize there was a lot going on there, and 9/11, what actually happened and the reasons for it were much different than what the media, the mass media, and the government told us. I look at, and of course, then after 9/11, there was a lot of other, I think, suspicious events when it came to the mass shootings and things like the Boston Marathon bombing, again, where there, and Sandy Hook, where there had been drills right before, including drills where the media participated, then lo and behold, these drills seemed to go live. And then you look at COVID, and right before COVID, there was something called Event 201, which was organized by Bill Gates and approved of by Fauci. I don't know exactly Fauci's role, but Fauci had been quoted right before, again, COVID happened, that, you know, this was we were going to have a mass virus attack in this country. So again, all these predictions just remarkably, coincidentally, just happened to occur right after they were predicted to happen. So I think you look back at the macro picture, I guess you can see that we are constantly being steered. I'm talking about the American people, steered in a desired direction by the deep state through propaganda that's never contradicted. Now it's not even allowed to be contradicted with all the censorship and everything. So that was the first point I wanted to bring up. And the second one is, these viruses, the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, are not only killing people, but we're seeing the lifespan of Americans dramatically decrease the last few years. It used to always go up. It seemed like for a while there that women, for example, were living forever. You know, I say that a bit facetiously, but it almost seemed true. And I hear music. I guess we're going to a break here.
When we come back, Don, don't lose that thought. We'll go right back to you when we come back to this break. People, hold on to your seats. We'll be right back. We'll go right back to Don Wassel, the owner of the Freedom Times newspaper. He has his own podcast. We'll go right back to him in just a minute. Hang on, folks.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Two high-profile GOP hopefuls are visiting the early caucus state of Iowa. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are both making the rounds in the Hawkeye state. Haley has already launched her 2024 bid for the White House, while DeSantis is widely expected to run. In a speech in Davenport, the Florida governor rallied against what he called woke ideology and attacked the Biden administration on a variety of issues, including crime and immigration. Severe flooding is prompting state emergencies in Central California. Steve Patterson explains a weather phenomenon known as the Pineapple Express is funneling subtropical moisture in from the Pacific.
This is one of two atmospheric rivers that we're expected to get. The second one coming on Monday, bringing even more precipitation to areas that do not need it at all.
At least two people are dead as the heavy rain and flooding intensifies in California. The NYPD's hunting for thieves who are targeting schools in the Bronx. Cops say the suspects are wanted in connection to nine burglaries dating back to the first week of February. In the first incident, video shows them using a chair to break into a charter school. They stole nearly $7,000 worth of items in that incident. What does the term woke mean to you? A new survey tries to answer that question.
Republican politicians have turned the word woke into a catch-all target for everything from political correctness to so-called cancel culture. But a majority of Americans see woke as something positive, an awareness of social injustice. A new USA Today Ipsos poll finds that 56% see it that way, including three-quarters of Democrats and more than a third of Republicans. About a quarter across party lines say they don't know enough about the term to make a judgment call.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, hey, we got two brainy guys on tonight. I'm just one of these old uneducated stick in the mud, so bear with me. I barely speak compared to these guys, so we're going to go right back to Don. He is the editor, in case you're just tuning in. He's the editor of the Freedom Times magazine, newspaper, the voice of the real America. He has his podcast. We have CW on, a top-rate scientist working in the medical industry in the Northeast. He has been in the South at one time, but I've known him all my life. He's a very smart guy. Lee Cochran's brother. Lee Cochran's a regular plain guy like me, but he had a brother who got a full ride to MIT. He also had a degree from Harvard. He's back with MIT in association working in cancer research. As a matter of fact, he donates to my charity program when I run the St. Jude Marathons. Lee Cochran's brother always donates it to it. I tried to recruit him to come back to Memphis to work for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, so we need people like him. But anyway, that's the kind of guy that CW is. That's the kind of he's in that league, in that class, that category of scientists. But anyway, we're going right back to Don, the editor of the Freedom Times magazine. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, thanks, Eddie. I was just mentioning how the life, after always going up or at least being stable, the lifespan of Americans has started to decline the last few years rather dramatically, especially that of whites. And so, and interesting enough, I was writing about this on my website, Cast Football, yesterday. So I think maybe the best thing I can do, if you can bear with me, I can just read this to you. It's a few paragraphs.
Sure. All right,
here we go. I rarely look at the obituaries, but the obit page in today's Rag was right next to the sports section. So I took a quick look. Just four obituaries and all of women. It seemed a few years ago like women were starting to live forever, as when I did look at the obituaries pre-COVID, it was routine for all the women listed to have died in their 80s and 90s and sometimes even make it to 100, as one of my grandmothers did. Now, 3 years after the fake pandemic was foisted on Americans and just about everyone else around the world, we read regularly about how the lifespan of Americans, especially white Americans, are rapidly declining. That's true. And more people are dying young and in middle age than before. It's very noticeable. Part of it, perhaps the major part of it, is due to the experimental COVID, quote-unquote, vaccines that so many took eagerly or reluctantly because they were told they would lose their job if they didn't. And of course, as usual, the government and media were as one, a single weaponized propaganda organ of disinformation and misinformation, encouraging everyone to get vaxxed several times a year. But Americans are dying younger, not only because of the COVID vax poisons, but also because of hopelessness, causing some to slowly kill themselves through alcohol and drugs, with fentanyl being the worst scourge drug ever, by far, brought in mostly through the wide-open southern border, in other words, with, quote-unquote, our government's blessing. The air, water, and food has been poisoned as well. Then there's all the synthetic plastics causing the rapid drop in testosterone levels. And let's not even get into the extreme damage caused by feminism, with its agenda realized of destroying harmonious relations between men and women, along with wrecking the nuclear family. And the ultimate irony is that feminism's final quote-unquote achievement has been the erasing of women altogether, as trans biological men are supplanting them. I'm sure many other factors can be added concerning this complete beyond belief insane asylum that's being constructed by the powers that be. Getting back to today's obituary page, of the four deceased women listed, all white, only one was a normal death, one that could be expected because of old age. Mary Louise, I'm not going to give any of their last names, died at the age of 82, while Tony died age 60, Carolyn was 50, and Jennifer was just 38. It's just one obituary page, and not a lot can be extrapolated from a single one. But my guess is that one would never have encountered an obituary page with three-fourths of the deceased dying at a young or relatively young age pre-COVID, especially women. And you can bet none of these four died from COVID. It's slow-motion depopulation from a number of causes rather than a single large event.
CW, that Don, you put out a lot. You laid a lot on our plate right there. CW, you being the medical scientist in the science industry, what do you have to say? What's your take of, do vaccines, in your opinion, your scientific opinion, are vaccines leading to a decreased lifespan, as Don has said, and are they? You're seeing a spike, increase in cancer, a decrease in immunity, in human immunity to other infectious diseases. What's your take on that, CW?
Yeah, I concur with everything Don said. I think the cause of the excess death is multifactorial. A big one is the vaccinations, which they do a lot of nasty things to your immune system. And one thing I'm aware of is they suppress a gene your body has called P53, which it's a gene that turns on your immune system when foreign cells are recognized, like cancer cells. So we're suppressing that gene, so that means if you get some kind of abnormality, your body cannot respond to it. The excess deaths he's talking about is well documented and 100% real, and this is verified by life insurance data. And the life insurance industry is it's run by actuaries who are experts at statistics, and we've got all kinds of statistics that show that there's multiple causes of death related to the vaccine. And I think, as he alluded to earlier, the whole thing, the coronavirus response with the mask, with the lockdowns, with isolation, with shunning, shaming, all that stuff, that contributed to deaths as well. People were locked in their houses. They weren't allowed to visit their families. They weren't allowed to travel. A lot of people who had spent their life building up a business were told to close the business by our leaders. And, you know, they couldn't take it anymore, and some of them committed suicide. The drug deaths is through the roof. And one of the things I mentioned, he mentioned fentanyl, which is completely true. The medical establishment now has decided that there is no such thing as pain. So if you have pain, you can't be treated for that by a doctor. Most of them won't give a pain medicine. So people, I think, in desperation, are turning to alternatives. And fentanyl is a narcotic. I think it's 10 times more potent than morphine, maybe 100 times. Anyway, it's very potent. And drug dealers are not pharmacists. So they're drug dealers. So they're not exactly measuring out the proper dose of fentanyl. And they're also adding stuff to it. And this kills people. And, you know, it's not unusual to find two or three bodies slumped over in the same residence. They just injected fentanyl. So, yeah, all of these things contribute to what he's talking about.
I'll tell you what, that is an eye-opener. And people are keeping in mind, CW, this takes a risk, as many doctors do. If you go back and you listen, CW said that the physicians that prescribe the well-known drug regimen, the hydroxychloroquine, like he mentioned, and ivermectin, what caught my eye, my ear, I didn't know this, that some of the pharmacists would, for lack of a better term, would rat them out, would turn them into the medical fraternities and probably take their license. Probably, maybe in some cases, maybe try to get jail time. But, you know, now I'll go back to you, Don, and ask this question. And I've just so happens I'm looking at the February 2023, the Freedom Times newspaper, and it has the front page here. It says, we're all in this together. And it shows the fellow that controls Facebook. And then he's standing on the box. It says censorship, small business being crushed that CW mentioned, the small business, I mean, taking people's livelihood away, globalism. This man standing on top of the American flag that says nationalism. And he also with Bill Gates with these multiple hypodermic syringes in a man who's obviously dead. He's dying. But, you know, Don, you being people might call you, a lot of people call you probably the same thing do call us, a conspiracy theorist. See if I can get this out there. Why? Who at the top of the chain are the pharmaceutical companies, like I mentioned earlier, I don't know if I mentioned this or not. According to this doctor in Florida that was kicked, he was escorted out brutally out of a hospital. He was invited to give a talk at a medical board meeting at this very large hospital in Florida. And he was saying that very few physicians, very few medical scientists would come out and speak to mention any of these true facts like we've been talking about, because they would have their license suspended. Some of them maybe in the future maybe even be facing jail time. In your opinion, who is sitting at the top? Who is forcing these dragonian, satanic, for lack of a better word, mandates on the population of not just the United States of America, but the world? I mean, what's your take on that, and what's the purpose for it, Don?
Well, that's the big difference between 9/11, which we talked about earlier, and this go round, because 9/11 was just in the United States, and this
We got to go to a break, Don. Hear that music? Excuse me. Hold on that. We come back. Don will answer that, and then we'll shift into the war news. Be right back, folks. Hold on your seats.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I guess I'm one of those men that just can't be reached. I don't understand communication. With that, folks, we're going to go right back to Don. He's going to finish talking about what we just talked about before we left for the break. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Eddie. I was going to say that 9/11 and the aftermath, and some of these other events too, the shootings and the mass shootings and bombings and things like that, they seem to have been pre-planned or they're part of drills, or, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that. But I think the scariest thing about COVID when this happened, again, right after event 201, which sort of was the planning for it, it was rolled out basically across the entire world. So that shows, and I think it was, they did it to see how effectively they could do it, what kind of opposition there'd be. And of course, there was very, very little. I think there was some country in Central Asia or something where the leader of it said, no way, you know, we're not, they didn't have to go along with lockdowns or any of this stuff. But, and even surprisingly, a country like Sweden, it was fairly free. And of course, yeah, then various countries all started to end the lockdowns and the mandates slowly over time. Sort of like the states, the various states here. You had some states who were a little more free than others, Florida, the most notably, Georgia, Iowa, South Dakota, and some others. But to me, that's the scariest thing of all. I think it was sort of a rundown or something where to see if they could actually implement total control and surveillance over the entire world, making us all their medical guinea pigs and forcing people to get vaccinations eventually, and things like that. So yeah, it's part of the New World Order. It's part of the move towards world government. It's part of, and it all blends into the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. I mean, it's all out there in the open if you read their own, listen to their own words and read their own documents. So who's at the exact, at the very top? I don't know. Certainly Pfizer and Big Pharma is, and in conjunction with these psychopaths, these globalist psychopaths, and criminals that are trying to end all freedom and force the world. And when they're done depopulating, it's going to be very the good old 1% at the top, and the rest are going to be slaves to various degrees, or part human, transhumans. I mean, it's just so much is going on that's just utterly scary and just utterly unbelievable. And just look at the stuff going on here with the transsexuals. And I mean, it's all part of dehumanization, dehumanizing us and forcing us to submit in various ways. And, you know, there is a lot of pushback, which encourages me. I think with all the bad news and all the negative things going on, there are some silver linings there, and more people are waking up. We just need to be organized better and have better leadership. But, yeah, in a nutshell, it's the push for world government and world enslavement is going very strong right now.
If people, if you'd like to read more about that, you can get Don's newspaper, the Freedom Times, the February, I'm looking at the February 2023 issue in the very front page. He mentioned the New World Order. It says there's an article here, The Emergence of the New World Order. It's on page two. It's by Sidney Secular. He wrote that. In fact, Don mentioned his name earlier. So if you will, get that newspaper. Shifting gears now, Don and CW, we've been talking about the war. In fact, I talked to you early this morning, and we talked about this danger, and it's got me freaked out. I won't lie. I'm scared to death about this all out. Well, I think Armageddon. If we have a nuclear war with Russia. But anyway, give us your take on that. Let's talk about the war. CW, take us off any way you want to. Talk about this war in the Ukraine with Russia and the Ukraine, and who's running it, what's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead, CW.
Well, a lot of the stuff that Don is saying, I have come to the same conclusions myself. And, you know, in my mind, there's a powerful group that's behind all of this. It's all a coordinated plan. 9-1-1 was part of the plan. Coronavirus was part of the plan. All these wars are part of the plan. And what's the plan? Well, I think he nailed it. It's you have these, I call them megalomaniacal psychopaths who want to control the world. And, you know, if you think back about it, that's nothing new. Tell me one leader, one general, one king, one potentate, one maharaja that hadn't wanted to rule more, you know. He's got his kingdom. He's got everything he needs. But is that enough? No, it's never enough. And I think that these people over a long period of time, and in my mind, we're going back a couple of hundred years here. These people have been accumulating wealth and power through nefarious means, which the ordinary man, quite honestly, couldn't understand it. It's very complicated. It's subdued. It's covered with layers and layers of lies and propaganda and all this stuff. And they're masters of psychological manipulation. I read a book one time years ago called The Committee of 300, and this book went into the plans of these people way back in the 90s, and it told of some of their organizational structure. And the one thing I remember about it was that they had psychological institutes all over the world, and what they're doing is they're measuring the psychology of various population groups all around the world, and they know how to manipulate them. And so we are in a period now of information warfare, and I've heard it referred to as, you know, fifth generation information warfare. It involves computers and AI and propaganda and all of the news media, not all of them, but most of them, that are big, that are controlled by these people. And it all goes back to financial power and financial fraud, which has been perpetrated on the world for a long period of time. And I'm going to go back to the days of the British Empire and the monarchies in Europe, and maybe back to the Dutch when they had a financial hegemony on the world. And, you know, they've been working at this a long time. And I think we're in the attack phase now, and that's why the pace has quickened. And their goal is to subdue the world, to take it over, to kill all of the population that's not compliant, and to subdue the rest of them. And just a little side note, people are familiar maybe with the Georgia Guidestone, which Correct. Was attacked, I think, last year. And somebody tried to put part of it up. But what interested me about that whole thing is the very next day, without any mentioned in the papers, a wrecking crew came in and dismantled the whole thing. And one day after somebody attacked it with some kind of explosive, the next day it was all gone. They didn't try to repair it. They just demolished it, took it out of the memory hole. And to That's amazing. This is a signal that they don't want anybody to know what was on there. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, and that is absolutely amazing. I did not know that at all. I've heard about that Committee of 300. I would love to read that book sometimes. And you also mentioned how the Committee of 300, they talk about they have a global, a world psychological network to measure people. We used to have a fellow, this is an aside, I'd love to get him back on if he's still alive, Inspector Jim Rothstein. He was originally from Minnesota, went to the U.S. Navy veteran, was at the Bay of Pigs fiasco, became a cop in New York. He discovered this thing called this place in Manhattan. They call it the Minnesota Strip, where the powers to be were bringing children in. The reason they call it the Minnesota Strip, they were bringing these beautiful, tall, blue-eyed blonde types from, you know, Swiss, German, Northern European-type children that were raised in Minnesota, Wisconsin, that were usually from these Northern European nations that migrated there. We always talk about the Swiss type cheese in Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. Well, he talked about this MK Ultra program that you mentioned, the psychological stuff, CW. He said that the MK Ultra program was strong there. I'm trying to put this in a nutshell. And he even talked about this kid named Johnny Gosch. I remember having him talk about Johnny Gosch. Johnny Gosch was kidnapped in Des Moines, Iowa. He was a paper boy. Make a long story short, he thinks they found Johnny Gosch later at a later date. And this gets kind of crazy and wild. They actually believe the MK Ultra program, they were successful at brainwashing him to such an extent. They had made, if I got my story straight, made him into a male prostitute. He was in and out of even the White House. Inspector Rothstein said this stuff goes to the White House and above. I know I'm getting a lot in there, but you piqued my interest there real quick. And the Saint, Ronald Reagan himself, all saint of all saint, conservative saints, he was in the White House when Johnny Gosch, these male prostitutes were coming in and out of there. And he got heavy into this MK Ultra stuff. But we could do another show on that sometime. But the clock's running down now. Don, would you like to comment on some of these psychological programs? I was always interested in that. I know a little bit about that MK Ultra. I think they have another higher tech program than that now, even. So, what do you know about that, Don?
Well, you read a lot of different things, and by the way, what CW just said, I agree. You know, he said he agrees with what I've said. I agree with everything he said too. He's very knowledgeable, obviously.
That's why I picked you two guys. I really did. That's the truth. I try to match people like that. But go ahead.
Well, you know, the powers, the elites. I mean, they're heavy into pedophilia and Satanism too, and then and of course you've got the CIA and MK Ultra and all those things. They never went away. I mean, they might have been paused for a while when there was enough outrage, but look how what's come out the last couple of years with all the censorship and everything is they do whatever they want. They're unaccountable, and they resent and demonize anyone that tries to disagree with them these days. I mean, it's a classic form of dictatorship that we're facing right now. The good old uniparty, and they control the Republicans, the Democrats, they control every institution of power. So we're up against a formidable foe. There's no question about that. And, you know, just to be brief, because I know we are running out of time, but just look at the advertising industry. That's been a field that's been studied endlessly, going back to the, what's his name, Bernays, who was the nephew, I guess, of Freud. He came out with some famous quotes that from 100 years ago that summed up what they knew and what they were trying to do. And just since then, and you add in the technological advances, I mean, it's become a science, advertising and propaganda. And it's all melded together. We have a unitary system run by a uniparty. So to me, it's a dictatorship, what we have now. The Republicans were not, and what we've learned too, the Republicans were never in opposition. There are some good ones, but not nearly enough. They've sat back, Conservatism, Inc., while this country was taken over from within, and they, you know, they were just grifters and making money off it, and were afraid to say what needed to be said. And now we're facing the takeover that great patriots of previous generations warned us about. We're here now. So what are we going to do about it?
A question out there, CW. You know, talking about this MK Ultra, the mind washing, brainwashing. I'll try to make this quick, so we are running out of time, because I'd like to make a last comment on the war. I wish we had more time to talk about the war, but that sometimes this is the way it is. The MK Ultra, the brainwashing, the Satanism. How does that play? Is there any connection there to people that are rapidly wanting to go? Don mentioned this, these sex changes and stuff. This LGBT. There, folks, we're completely out of time. Briefly, in 30 seconds or less, CW, Is there any connection to the MK Ultra, the brainwashing psychological programs, and these people that are in the, LGBT movement?
Yeah, I think it's a program. What they're trying to do is destabilize society. One of them said a while back that by 2025 or whatever, you wouldn't even recognize the place anymore. We're talking about the society we used to have. So it's all part of the meme and the destroy society game.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you heard it from two experts. There's never enough time, but thank you, CW. Thank you, Don, for coming on. I'll be getting in touch with both you gentlemen as soon as possible. Blood River Radio audience, go get yourself a cup of coffee. We're going to a long break. We're transitioning into the third hour. Thank you guys for coming on.